And now the game where accomplished people come on to try to do something not generally worth accomplishing. It's called Not My Job. Legend has it that when a young man named Bill Gates asked his college dorm mate, Steve Ballmer, to come help run his new company called Microsoft, Ballmer wasn't sure. He was just looking for a summer gig. Didn't want to commit to a real job. Well, 40 years or so later, Mr. Ballmer is retired from his job as CEO of Microsoft. He owns the LA Clippers of the NBA, and he's created a new nonprofit called USA Facts. Mr. Ballmer, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So I guess first things first, is that story true, that when Bill Gates asked you to join him in this company, you were like, I don't know?
I was like, I don't know, a dropout of school. What did that mean? I mean, my parents didn't go to college, and they want me to drop out of business school. I was a little skeptical, but Bill was the smartest guy I ever knew. So that was a real positive thing.
Right. And so you didn't drop out of college like Bill did. He had done that. You dropped out of, was it Stanford Business School?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. I do have a degree, at least, I probably think. And my parents were very, very happy about that.
Did you ever lord it over Bill? Because, well, at least I graduated, Bill.
You know, I'm not sure that would have worked for much.
I don't think so. And I'm curious about this. So your parents, you say your parents hadn't gone to college. You were the first person in your family to do that. So when you said to the mom, Dad, I know you've supported me and I got my Harvard degree, but now I'm going to drop out of Stanford Business School and I'm going to go do this thing. The idea is that everybody will have their own computer. Did they like say, oh, okay, makes sense?
No. I would say, you know, I don't know what the protocol is on your show, but they lost their
Really? They
actually had some good questions, though. My dad asked, what software? Now, this is 1980. Huh. It wasn't the craziest question.
What
my
is
mother
software?
Asked, why would a person ever need a computer?
Right. Wow. Did you believe in it? Did you actually, had Bill or whatever convinced you, yes, this is the wave of the future. Everybody's going to have their own computer soon, and we're going to provide the software.
Well, you know, that's kind of what I thought. And then I move up here, and within a month, I thought, Jesus, Pete, I dropped out of Stanford Business School to be a bookkeeper for a tiny little company. So I started talking to Bill about dropping back in at Stanford
because really?
I knew they would take me back. And Bill, whenever he was trying to make the most, he'd bring his dad, all 6 feet, seven of them. He brought him to dinner, and he said, Steve, you don't get it. We're going to put a computer on every desk and in every home. And I was mesmerized and afraid of his dad. So
yeah, yeah. there's a famous photograph of the Microsoft staff in the early days, Bill Gates and his partner Paul Allen, the late Paul Allen. And I'm not sure if you're in that photo that I'm thinking of, but man, do they look...
No, it's the Gang of 13. I wasn't here when the Gang of 13 migrated from Albuquerque to Seattle.
They look so nerdy. It looks like 13 people with 13 asthma inhalers at the ready. Was it really like that? Were you like hanging out with guys with pocket protectors? Because you were a big guy, you were an athlete. Were you like hanging out with these guys and going, what am I doing with these nerds?
Well, I mean, it was a pretty nerdy place. Writing software is a pretty nerdy profession. And oh, by the way, dude, I was not an athlete. I was a team manager, which some might say is a pretty nerdy thing, too.
I was disappointed because I understand you were like a big guy and you played sports, but you were the team manager?
I was a big guy, a team manager, and a math major.
Oh, wow. I can hear already in your voice your famous enthusiasm. There's a very famous video from, it must be 20 years ago.
I love that.
With you, you're at a developers conference, and you start shouting.
Developers, 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 developers.
That's,
I think I remember that, it.
And you're kind of, I'm just going to be blunt with you because I think you can take it. You seem insane. I mean, I'm not in the business, so I wasn't quite sure who you were, and I'm like, a crazy person has taken over the stage at this Microsoft conference. And is that you? Is that like the Steve Ballmer that your colleagues knew?
I would say, thank goodness, I have a few different sides. Enthusiastic is one, thoughtful and kind of deeply thinking is another, a little rough around the edges is a third. I got them all, baby.
That's great. When does that side, the side that we saw in that famous video, when does that Steve Ballmer tend to emerge?
When the Clippers are down 31 against the Warriors and pull the biggest comeback in NBA playoffs.
There you go. I think
I looked a little like that, my man.
As everybody knows, you were an early employee of Microsoft. That company did very well. You had the wherewithal to buy the Clippers. Is there something about your life that would surprise people who might imagine what a life of a man like you is?
Well, I think probably the most surprising to most people is when I was a kid, and even into college, I was a very, very shy person.
Really?
I had a hard time speaking up in class. When I started my first job, I met a guy that day, and he describes it this way. Hi, I'm Steve Ballmer, and my hands are really sweaty because I'm really nervous to meet you.
Wow, okay. And are you still like that?
As you could tell on this show, I'm just a shy, retired.
You are, I can tell. It's so hard to get anything
to get
out of you.
There and go crazy for developers.
I'm glad you embraced the image. Well, Steve Ballmer, it is an actual pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much for being with us. But we have asked you here to play a game we are calling.
Slap me on your dry, cracked lips.
You're Steve Ballmer. So, yes. We're going to ask you about Lip Balmer. Why? I don't know. Why did you buy the Clippers? Because you could. Answer 2 out of 3 questions about Lip Balm correctly. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their choice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Steve Ballmer playing for?
Keeley Hicks of Seattle, Washington, who won our Alexa Smart Speaker quiz.
That could be in your future if you have one. All right, Steve, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's your first question. Lip balm is popular. Really, really popular. So popular, in fact, that which of these actually exists? A, Lip Balm of the Day Club, which sends you a new flavor of lip balm every 24 hours because they know you already lost the last one. B, Lip Balm Anonymous, a 12-step program for lip balm addicts. Or C, Carmex Full Body Balm for people who want that feeling everywhere.
Easy, Lip Balm Anonymous.
Yes, my God. I was about to, you seemed so sure. I was going to ask you if you'll remember, but I know you couldn't tell me. Some people think that the manufacturers make lip balm to be addictive. Next question, while it's great for your lips, chapstick has other uses, including which of these? A, it's the most efficient and minty way to make sure your pancakes don't stick to the pan. B, in 1988, a prisoner in North Dakota used lip balm to help him slide out of his handcuffs and escape prison. Or C, loaded into a revolver, tubes of lip balm make a non-lethal but effective ammunition for deterring attackers.
I'm going to North Dakota and greasing my way out of
there. Yes, exactly right. That's the answer. The same prisoner was captured, but then he later, in another caper, mailed himself out of a prison. The guy was good. Last question. The most famous lip balm brand is Chapstick. It was invented by the same man who also invented what? A, the first working nuclear reactor. B, the Fleet Enema. Or C, the powdered form of cocaine.
Now you're kind of getting me tough. But it's got to be the powder form of cocaine.
Oh, you pronounced it in the original Peruvian style, too. No, it was actually the Fleet Enema. Turns out that Dr. Charles Fleet worked both ends. Bill, how did Steve Ballmer do in our quiz?
Steve got 2 out of 3, and Steve, that's a win.
Congratulations. Steve Ballmer is the owner of the LA Clippers and the founder of USAFacts.org, a nonprofit offering a data-driven portrait of American government. Steve Ballmer, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a joy to talk to you. Thank you, sir.